You're listening to SBS News.
Despite her best efforts, Himanshi Munshaw Luhar's food business struggled through the COVID pandemic. Many of her casual and seasonal workers missed out on the government's JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme.
Pretty much since March, we've gone into hibernation and we're not able to run any aspects of our business. Yeah, it's very uncertain and it's, I have to say, challenging, not knowing what you can do next or how you can do it or where you're going to go from here.
Ms. Munshaw Luhar is worried that without ongoing support, her business won't survive.
So the JobKeeper has kept us going in terms of keeping us connected to our businesses and, you know, keeping us addressing cancellations and thinking of new marketing ideas and keeping the company still active and talking to people, but it's still not generating revenue in any way. And so we don't know which angle it's going to finally end up in.
Next week, the federal government's income support payments will be reduced. JobKeeper will decrease from $1,500 a fortnight to $1,200. More than 1 million Australians are currently relying on the JobSeeker payment, and that will also be reduced. While an overall increase from the old rate will remain until the end of the year, Social Services Minister Anne Rustin won't say whether that will be a permanent rise.
We will continue to monitor the economic conditions and most particularly the state of the jobs market going forward, and we'll make some decisions about what we might do post the 31st of December, closer to that date. But I want to assure all Australians, if elevated supports are continued to be needed, they will be made available.
Shadow Education Minister Tanya Plibersek is calling on the government to rule out returning to the old rate.
There is no way that we should contemplate going back to $40 a day unemployment benefits. This idea that we can snap back to poverty for those Australians searching for a job is absolutely counterproductive.
With a budget just a fortnight away, businesses may be given wage incentives as a reward for hiring new workers. Income tax cuts are also expected to be brought forward. Meanwhile, a new advertisement campaign has been launched, warning the gap between the rich and the poor is set to widen. 40 prominent Australians are publicly supporting the campaign, including former Secretary of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, Michael Keating.
These tax cuts, which essentially flow to the top 20% of high income households, are not going to be spent. You know, they're not the people who are struggling. All the evidence is they'll be saved. We know that extra financing directed particularly at the service industries will do far more in terms of getting employment back and helping the people who've become unemployed.
Executive Director of the Australia Institute, Ben Oquist, is leading the campaign.
Tax cuts today mean service cuts in the future. It's essential that Australia have a strong revenue base going forward. The government does need to do something to fight off this recession. Fiscal stimulus is required, but income tax cuts directed at wealthy Australians make the poorest form of economic stimulus.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has already flagged a so-called gas-led recovery effort out of the economic recession. Energy Minister Angus Taylor is set to reveal the details of that direction in his technology roadmap, which will be announced tomorrow. Pablo Vinales, SBS News.